I know it probably wasn't the best time to do it, climbing up a steep staircase so we could descend into the bowels of a possibly zombie-infested ship, but I could feel the pain in Bob's sigh. I really didn't want to be a burden to her anymore. I'm more than acutely aware of my shortcomings and annoying tendencies. Well, that's probably not going far enough. It goes back to the fact of how keenly aware I am of my fundamental lack of value or worth. I grabbed her arm, making her jump, and she turned to face us again. I want you to know I've really come to appreciate you. I don't mean to upset you or annoy you with all my stupid jokes or with all my stupid OCD traits. I said this while using a sweeping hand gesture, much like one of the models in a game showcasing a game show prize. I don't know why I am like I am. Sadly, this is it. This is me. This is our life. You have me and I have you. It may not be much, but it is what it is. We need to talk about how we can make it better. Or all our efforts to survive will be for nothing. I think it's about time we headed back and we stopped hiding and got in the game. It's time for us to start punching above our weight. I think it's time we start planning for a return to take on the zombies and to look for others. I was trying to do my best inspiring thing. I really did like Bob, and I knew that I was wearing thin on her. This life was wearing her out, just as it was me. Probably more so for her, because I was the sandpaper most of the time, and she was the block of wood. She deserved better. She deserved at least a chance. She deserved to have hope, even if I thought that hope would cost my life. I mean, I'm a fat man in a world full of zombies. I survived by sheer luck before. The chances of surviving round two? Bah! About as much chance as finding Elvis alive and well. Bob, for the first time in a long time, smiled. The tough exterior had been broken for just a moment. "Thank goodness for that," Bob said. "I thought you were about to suggest something different, if you know what I mean," she said with what I think was a smile. It looked so foreign on her, I almost cringed in shock. "What other thing are you talking about, Bob?" "Do you mean suicide?"
"Hell no! I mean procreation."
"Oh, really?"
I reply. "So making a new family would be a no then?"
I said with a stupid smile. A stupid smile that I know makes my double chin become a third chin.
"It's a definite no, Jim, to that other thing. But it's definitely a yes to wanting to go back home. We can't be the only people left. There are too many questions left unanswered,"
Bob said excitedly.
"Okay. While I'm happy for some of those questions not to be answered, I do want to live the high life. I want to ride a motorcycle again. Stuff it. I want to drive a massive truck or a train and smash zombies," I told her even more excitedly. "But first, let's do what we came here to do.